Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO5 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO5.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
The edge of innovation. Hi, I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of September 7th, 2018. And we are now in Berlin, Germany at IFA, the 2018 edition of The Future is Here. Thank you for tuning into Tomorrow. The next 3 hours filled with all sorts of cool products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow and being shown here at this most awesome show. It is the world's largest show for consumer tech and home appliances, and always in our 23 years on the air, always our most exciting remote broadcast. And when you stay tuned over the next 3 hours, you will know why, because we're bringing many of these exhibitors to you and next week as well. So lots to be sure and check out. All the radio interviews again on video, so if you're riding in the car right now or out for a jog or the bike or what have you, have no fear. Don't look at your radio while you're driving. Visit us at intotomorrow.com to see all the videos of all of the cool products and the guests we have on the show. Kicking off our broadcast from Berlin, as always, we have our next two guests because they can help us set the stage and let us know what's going on here, and that's what it's all about here in Berlin, Germany. First of all, the IFA director is Dirk Kozlowski. Dirk, welcome once again into Tomorrow.
Thanks, Dave, for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And the executive director of IFA and executive vice president of Messe Berlin Group, and it all fits on his business card, is Mr. Jens Heidecker. Jens, hello there.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you guys with us as well. Sold out venue, 1,800 plus exhibitors. You guys fill every inch of space in a whole bunch of halls. And right outside, they're building another hall because IFA is so big, it keeps growing. Congratulations. That's awesome. It's radio. You can't just nod.
No, we're really excited, of course. It's another record year. It's not... it's not so easy in this uncertainty frames in politics and in economy, whatever you heard, in what country you are. And on the other side, we really need, and we are so excited to have a new hall by next year, 10,000 square meters or 100,000 square feet more.
Another 100,000 square feet that you will fill if you haven't already, I'm sure.
We will fill, and we will fill with more exciting products. And that's a good thing because the industry is so innovative that we have so many products to showcase on.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And we're going to see so many more things. I mean, you've got like Samsung taking an entire building and, you know, many other big companies here that are displaying a lot of their cool new stuff, getting a lot of attention.
And as you know, Dave, since the last 2 years, we are having two exhibition sites running in parallel now next to each other. Yeah. So the next show for the IFA Global Markets for the OEM ODM business is starting tomorrow at the Global Market Station Berlin. So it means we're having two exhibition sites here, the major one for brands only, and for the OEM business next by in reachable in 15 minutes. So that's really hard to manage.
Oh, for sure. Well, unlike other shows that are scattered all around a city or a couple of different cities and make it very difficult because you got to spend 2 hours on a bus just to get to another one of the 20 venues, everything is here, and again, with the exception of the city station, the Berlin station, which is all the B2B stuff and certainly important parts, but folks that are dedicated to that go there and then come back and see the rest of IFA, and it's very easy with the shuttles running all day long. At least it's only two venues because you're just growing so much, you've run out of room, as opposed to just, you know, what suite at what hotel. Well, there's a half a day ruined.
Indeed, it's our strategy. We really decided not to go to hotels, not to have the idea to wander from hotel suite to hotel suite to brands that matter. That doesn't make sense in our views. It's inefficient.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know we are Germans at the end. In Berlin.
It's all about efficiency. Yeah, this ain't no CES, that's for sure. A record number of new product introductions as well I've discovered here at IFA this year. And that's got to make you proud. I mean, that's not your doing, but your exhibitors are showing so many cool new products, making pretty good announcements, all coming from IFA.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We used to see more than 70 press conferences during the two media days before IFA has started.
Yes.
So it means all the global names, all the big companies from Japan, from Korea, from China, from the US are announcing really new launches, new products, new innovations, and even here around the corner within our IFA Next area, the Innovation Hub, the innovation heartbeat of IFA, you will... literally falling down about and kneeling down. Yeah, if you see all those innovations, that's really cool.
And that's a good point because fortunately, and we thank you, you have positioned us again this year right here in the hub of IFA Next, and it is the edge of innovation. And you've had to double this area because more people said there's so many new innovations. We want to be at the IFA Next part. It's like, well, the building is only so big. Well, fine, we'll just make it bigger. And again, to you, to your credit, so many companies are saying IFA is the place to be to introduce our new products and to make the world aware. And that's why you get such major global media coverage as well. And that another thing to make you proud, right?
Yeah, thank you, Dave, for this acknowledgement.
Well, we consider ourselves part of the global media, and we're here.
It makes us proud indeed. Now, I think what we really try, to differentiate between the brand stages, the brand products ready for the consumers for the Christmas season, for the end of year season, you already can see here in the halls. And at IFA Next, the idea is not only to present the new innovation startups, the idea is to bring people to cooperate, to talk to each other, and at the end, to co-innovate. No single industry is any more able to innovate on their own only. They need to cooperate, they need to co-innovate, to tackle the same problem from different directions.
I love that new term that you coined, co-innovate, because when you think about it, it is exactly that. And I think people are going to be hashtagging co-innovate quite a bit now because it's companies working together. It is all about networking, especially in this industry.
And indeed, you can see that it's very obvious for voice control. There are two systems, and one is Alexa. And Alexa is not only the Amazon loudspeakers. Alexa is built in so many other devices.
That's true.
Same as the Google voice control.
Yeah.
It means, you see, it's a co-innovation by so many industries, bringing together the best loudspeakers, the best TVs, whatever, with voice control in this example, or AI, or whatever the trend is.
That's a good point, because look at the number of companies that are working with either or both of those. I mean, the smarter companies are saying it'll work with Alexa or Google Home. So they got you covered, because most of our audience, for example, has invested in one or the other, and they don't want to have to buy another one. That's their system. Especially with smart home, connected home, all the home automation things available. And that's part of that co-innovation.
Indeed.
Right, and
I love it.
That's no coincidence that we used to have Amazon Alexa here on stage with Daniel Rausch as one of our keynote speakers.
Exactly.
Even the LG CEOs with the opening keynote, they expressed what they're going to do in terms of AI, artificial intelligence, and voice control behind. And that's the overlaying topic this time here at IFA, and we are very proud that we can cover, and of course that we can promote this topic, not just for the retail, but for consumers as well.
Oh, of course, because in the long run, it's got to benefit us as consumers, right?
Yeah, or take the Huawei keynote. The CEO of Huawei used to be on stage introducing his new phones, and he brought on stage another keynote speaker, Daniel Rausch from Amazon, who was twice on stage in our keynote. That shows
to show that co-innovation.
It shows it's co-innovation about in every area, in every area, in every product area, for every product range category, you need co-innovation.
Yeah, and that's cool. I think it's an awesome term coined here at IFA that is going to bring us further into tomorrow with all these companies that are saying, you know, that's really hitting the nail on the head, as we say. You know, you got the point.
Okay.
You know,
that's what Remove this picture.
You don't want to hit a nail in the head, on the nail's head, not your head. And we didn't have time to talk about CE Week in New York every year that is very much a part of an IFA global event, as well as CE China. It's yet another IFA global event. So we'll talk about more about those things, hopefully at those venues even. So we'll see what happens. But for our audience, you want to visit ifa-berlin.com. We remind you about that every week on the show. And it's we're delighted always to have our IFA friends, our Messe Berlin friends, as partners into tomorrow, because there is so much going on. We've got to start using co-innovation a lot more. And we credit IFA for that. Thank you, Jens and Dirk, for kicking off.
We send you the invoice, eh?
Yeah. send it to my lawyer. Right. But we thank you for kicking off the broadcast, setting the stage for the next 3 hours today and next week and beyond, because so many people that we want to talk to here.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Dave. Have a great time here.
Oh, we absolutely will. Show, yeah. We love IFA. We love Berlin. Great city to visit. You need to join us here, one IFA, if you haven't already, because Berlin is a city you need to experience. And IFA is a show open to the public. Unlike CES and other shows, you can come here and touch and feel these cool products as well. So check out ifa-berlin.com. And meantime, we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, coming to you once again for our 16th, 17th year. I don't know, hard to count anymore, since 2003 anyway, from IFA in Berlin, Germany. We've been promising our annual broadcast, and our 23 years on the air, this is always one of our most special broadcasts remotely from anywhere in the world, because there's so much to see and do and so many people to meet and share information with. We invite you to stay tuned into tomorrow. If you miss any of today's three-hour broadcast, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. You can hear all 3 hours, sign up for the free podcast, do all of that fun stuff. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by XYZ Printing, launching future-gazing tech for the home and beyond. XYZPrinting.com. By QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. QuietMark.com. By Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals. And IFA thanks the hardware sponsors, including Dell, Brother, UMC Sharp, Bosch, and Rollei, among others. Our next guest is someone that's fun to chat with, and when we have an opportunity, I like to invite fellow journalists and media types to kind of get their take on some shows that we're at as well, because sometimes, oftentimes, it's a fresh perspective, or they've been able to see some of the things that I have yet to see, because I'm not stuck in our broadcast booth, but you get the idea. We're doing interviews here all day long. Well, he creates quality tech review videos for the discerning gadget enthusiast. which is pretty much our audience as well. Help us welcome Mr. Mobile, Michael Fisher. Welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Dave, thank you for having me. I'm doing as well as a man who's, 6 hours out of his time zone.
Us too, right?
2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Tell me, first of all, have you been to IFA before?
Yes, this is my 6th, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That makes you a veteran.
Not quite as many as ours.
You got to catch up.
I don't want to call myself a veteran in your presence. I've been doing this for...
Well, wait a minute. I am old, but no. I know what you meant. The point is, it's cool that you've been here 5 or 6 years worth to see some of the things and the changes and whatnot. What's so far impressed you? Mind you, as we record this interview with Michael, it's day one of IFA, so you probably haven't had a chance to see much yet.
Well, it's funny with IFA. IFA is actually one of the great shows that's really good about giving you plenty of press days beforehand, as you know. So I've actually seen most of what I came here to see. And the interesting thing to me this year has been that while I'm usually disappointed when a show doesn't have an awful lot of phones, because that's sort of my bread and butter is smartphones and related accessories.
Well, Mr. Mobile,
indeed.
Hello.
Yeah. But, I embrace the broader definition of mobile, and I love, laptops and electric cars and all that stuff. And there are some really interesting computers at this show that I didn't necessarily expect to see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Such as?
Lenovo brought a bunch of interesting stuff around. They have their new Yoga Book, which is this impossibly thin laptop. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you're like, how did they do this? Oh, they took off the keyboard. And the keyboard is a flat pane of glass under which sits an e-ink panel that shows you reconfigurable keys. So, yeah, you're typing on a touchscreen. That takes a lot of getting used to.
Yeah. Most people don't like typing on glass.
Definitely not. Yeah. And I'm among them. I carry a BlackBerry I'm like the last guy. But it was amazing to see what they could do once they took the buttons away.
Yeah.
You have this amazingly portable thing. And then on the total flip side of that, they also built this gargantuan, 17-inch chassis that houses a 15-inch screen, but it's a Chromebook. And it's, Chromebooks are great, but you expect them to be these tiny little cheap things.
Right. And
it's
got this big one.
Yeah. It's like, here's a behemoth. It runs Chrome OS. We're Lenovo. I love it. Love it. You never know what you're going to get.
That's true. And the announcements are often like that. It's like, hey, look what we got. And it's like, okay, and?
Exactly. And it's like, are people going to buy it? Let's see what the audience says. And usually, they're deeply divided.
Well, with all the videos you do about fun gadgets and cool things and so what do you get the most response from? Not so much in terms of views, but people reacting to things that you do.
Yeah, it's still smartphones lead all the categories for me, whether it's views or engagement or anything. People are still, for all the people out there who are like us, who have been doing this forever, it's like, oh, phones are boring, right? They're all the same now, right? They could not be further from the truth. People
not so.
Love arguing about phones, and that's great because I'm one of them, right?
Well, and you got the iPhonies. As I call them, because I'm an Android. And then you got the Android side of everything.
Indeed.
And it's usually, I'm sure you found the same thing, they'll fight to the death.
Most definitely.
And I'm certainly not going to go to an iPhone, or I'm most definitely not going to go Android. And it's pretty wild.
As a matter of fact, it gets so poisonous, really, in the comment section that I have you can set watchwords on YouTube to automatically block certain comments.
Yeah.
And I have all of, what are they like, lag droid and eye sheep. All those are just, if anyone uses any of those words, they're just, the comment doesn't show up.
Yeah. So, I'll bet you don't have iPhony. Now you have to add
now
that
Now I have
one.
To add that. Yeah. Thank you.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You. I appreciate that.
it's what
Hot
I
tip.
Live for. So really, reactions are mostly about smartphones what they will or won't do, or how much they cost versus what they should.
And the ecosystems around them, and now that's bleeding into smart home, which I didn't think I was going to cover at the top when I started Mr. Mobile. But there's some interesting developments happening now as people like Google add screens to Google Home. So you have this device that sits there, and you can talk to it, yes, but it also has a visual component.
Yeah.
So now people will argue about that. Well, I can just buy a tablet for $50 and put it in a dock, and now I can do that. I'm like, well, not really.
Uh-huh.
And then someone else responds, and it's really cool.
It's a Chromebook on steroids or something.
Right. I think that was my headline before I changed
it. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I love it. And, of course, wearables, always big at shows like this, certainly big here.
Definitely.
IFA, no exception, with companies that, yeah, I mean, we've got our smart watches.
We're almost matching.
We almost are.
Yeah.
But that's the newer one.
It is.
So I'm not going to let you leave the broadcast booth without leaving that here, and I'll just give you my older gear.
Oh, great. That sounds like a good change.
It sounds like an even swap.
You know what? I owe you. So sure.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. No, this was announced before the show, of course, the Galaxy Watch, so I'm still in the review process on this. But what I did see here, have you seen the Casio one?
Not yet. I heard about it, saw some press release info, of course. Haven't laid my hands on it yet.
I'm such a big fan of their line of smartwatches because they really stand out. You know, part of that is because they're huge.
Yeah.
And they're orange, and they're obviously for outdoorsmen, outdoors people. But the new one, they've actually managed to slim down a little bit. So it's a little more wearable. It's a little more manageable. It still has all those crazy outdoor features.
Yeah.
At the release, they had like 10 panelists. And I was like, why are there so many people to announce a watch? Well, it turns out they were all app developers. And they gave each of them like a minute. It was like, hey, I made a fishing app for this. I made a running app. I made a hiking app. So it was was really kind of cool. And I have to give them credit on the hardware side, too. I mean, it's one of the only watches, smartwatches you can wear. Because as you know, we're just wearing little OLED screens or LCDs.
Yeah.
But they're one of the only watchmakers to layer an LCD on top of the main display. So when the main display turns off, you get that LCD that springs to life. And that is high contrast. You can read it at high noon in the desert. It's the most readable watch ever.
Nice.
So great job to them.
Yeah. I wish we had more time, Michael, because you are always fun to chat with. And you've got to check out, if you haven't yet, his videos. And they're easy to get to, youtube.com/TheMRMobile, The Mr. Mobile.
Very good.
And
indeed.
Let's stay in touch, because we got to get you on the show at various times, perhaps throughout the year, as other things are announced that you maybe get to that I don't and we can chat about, or otherwise, just because it's fun to kind of slam companies, too, when they don't do something right.
Most definitely.
And that happens all too often.
It does indeed.
Like,
yeah.
You know, phones that blow up or any number of things that happen.
Sure.
There's always stuff
to
talk about.
There always is. And I would love to talk to you anytime. You would be willing to have me on.
Oh, we love having you. If you like to be had. YouTube.com, The MR Mobile. We'll get you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from IFA in Berlin, Germany, here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
As promised, bringing you further into tomorrow from Berlin, Germany and IFA. Glad that you've tuned in to our broadcast from IFA. It's our pleasure to be here in our 23 years of broadcasting Into Tomorrow. We are always excited to be here. It's one of our favorite remote broadcasts in the world on a regular basis. IFA thanks our hardware sponsors, by the way, including Dell, Brother, UMC Sharp, Bosch, and Jura. And, of course, this Into Tomorrow special brought to you in part by Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals. Visit WDC.com. By Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Dell.com. And by XYZ Printing, launching future-gazing tech for the home and beyond. XYZPrinting.com for more information. Our next guest manufactures some of the world's first smart and safe cycling helmets. For people of all ages, by the way, Cameron, our six-year-old Cameron, who's always reminding you to call in and win stuff, uses a Live-All bike helmet and is always safe riding his bicycle because we know if he should fall, he's going to not hurt his head for sure. So here to tell us all about what they are doing these days is the marketing manager with Live-All, Thomas Reipschlager. I hope I got that right, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
Welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Fine. And you?
Oh, we're doing just fine. And great to see you here at IFA because you guys are always showing some cool things that are protecting people, and that makes it even more worthy of discussion.
Yes. That was also our goal with this product, to help guys to protect themselves and get more attraction to them, also in the traffic. Guys don't want to wear helmets because they look ugly, and
or they're not cool. They think, you know, I don't want to be seen by my friends wearing a helmet. You know,
And we try to invent something to get the user to wear the helmet, so to have benefits for it. In case there's a helmet with four parts or made of four parts, the first part is the helmet itself to protect the people.
Sure.
The second part is a light, also with an indicator, so you can control it by a control mounted on your stand.
And those who might just be listening on the radio at the moment, visit us at intotomorrow.com, and you're going to see this very cool thing that Thomas is showing, because we're shooting video of all the radio interviews from Berlin. But you have turn signals on the back of the helmet.
Yes.
As well as, you know, just safety lights in general. They can flash or otherwise.
Yes.
But I liked how, can you do the turn signals again? I thought that
of
was
course.
Very cool. It's like, there we go. I'm about to turn left. So if I'm going to be in your way, beware in traffic.
Yes.
But I like how you're doing that, a series of LEDs, and now we're turning right.
Yes.
It's very cool. And I'm going to lift the helmet and just kind of turn it around so everybody can see that it's really neat. So obviously the back of the helmet has the lights.
Yes, of course.
And tell me about the rest of the helmet and the safety of it.
The second part is a headset system.
Oh.
So it's for voice communication. So you can have navigation devices through it, and you connect the helmet to your smartphone. And the smartphone always have the voice communication, so it provides the navigation devices, addresses, or the telephone calls, or podcasts, radios, everything like which can the handy provide.
Wow, pretty cool. And now the difference between these and this one and the other one that we're going to look at.
Yes.
I see PTT, which I'm assuming is like a push-to-talk.
Yes.
So there's even more technology in one of these other helmets. Yeah?
The technology is more or less the same.
Okay.
And the idea was more or less the same. This one, the bike helmet, got also a walkie-talkie function.
Oh, very cool. So if you're traveling, biking with others, communicate with each other.
Yes. And this was the basic idea also for the ski helmet, because on the ski helmet you don't need lighting because you don't ski at night.
Yeah.
They just cut the light.
Hopefully you don't.
But it's also a headset built in. There's the walkie-talkie function built in, so you can listen to music while you're skiing, or having phone calls to just call on a colleague who's on the way, showing how him where you are.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool, and a very comfortable feel on the
Thank
inside here.
Yes.
I mean, this would be a helmet that you wouldn't have to worry about wearing for even a long bike ride.
Yes.
And controls, I'm noticing, on the other side, power, plus and minus, Bluetooth pairing, the whole bit.
Yes, yes, and it's all controlled by the ear pads. So you don't need to have a handy or a remote control everywhere mounted or anywhere mounted, just controlled by the ear pads,
so
rising the volume. Or starting the push-to-talk function.
Yeah, you don't need to be fumbling for your cell phone, for example, which you shouldn't be doing driving or riding a bike or even walking for most people.
And you don't have to put your cell phone out while skiing. It's very cold, so you don't have to put your gloves off when you have to some interaction with your smartphone, like starting your voice assistant to do a test match.
We're from Miami. We can't relate to cold outside. that never happens. Gloves? What? You don't wear them, you know, unless it's plastic gloves for handling things. Very good. And do we have prices on these models currently in U.S. dollars? So give
U.S.
an idea.
Dollars should be around $160 for this one and $180 for this one.
Okay. Very cool. More information, of course, at livall.com, livall.com, and we'll get you there. You can see what Thomas and his team are doing on a regular basis, always coming out with cool new things and protecting you into tomorrow. So thank you for spending a few minutes with us. And you have I walked by. You have a very busy exhibit. A lot of people wanting more information. We'll let you get back to your exhibit.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. Again, livall.com. intotomorrow.com for more, and catch the videos of all the radio interviews. You're going to get a kick out of some of the cool stuff that we're showing here. Well, exhibitors are showing, but we're showing you as well at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away. More from Berlin, Germany, here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Here at IFA in Berlin, they've coined a new phrase, co-innovation. It's all about cooperation and innovation with all kinds of consumer tech companies that are available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. This special from Berlin, Germany, brought to you in part by Dexcom, their G6 continuous glucose monitoring system. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom, that's DEXCOM.com. By Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit Dell, DELL.com. And by Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals. WDC.com for more information. Our next guest joining us here in Berlin at IFA has a lot to do with a lot of cool products, accessory items, keyboards, mice, gaming things, headsets, lots of neat stuff. The Associate Director for Product Marketing with Razer is Hilmar Hahn. Hilmar, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you because you're showing a lot of stuff here at IFA, as one would expect. A company like Razer always having some cool things. What's getting the most attention? What are you showing at IFA?
All right. So we have three products that we have just announced yesterday morning at the first day of IFA.
So this just in.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just out, as it were.
Yeah. And we have a theme for these, and we're calling it Raise the Level Cap. It's all about gaming, obviously. And what we mean by that is we took the most popular families of products that we have and basically overhauled the entire feature set and technology to bring them into 2018 to get the most value to gamers out there.
Ah, very good.
So just to kick it off, we have, of course, our most popular gaming headset, which is called the Razer Kraken. And this year's edition is called the Razer Kraken Tournament Edition.
The Razer Kraken Tournament Edition. Wow, and these are some nice, hefty headphones, too. No doubt something a gamer would definitely enjoy.
Absolutely. So these are all about, number one, the audio experience, the audio customization that you can do with that, as well as the comfort level that we're providing for very long gaming sessions.
Man, this extendable microphone looks like it's almost as good as our very expensive Sennheiser broadcasting mics here.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is that you can play with your friends in tournament situations where you need a lot of coordination as you're playing the game.
Yeah.
So you want to be connected to your teammates as well as maybe your coach as well. So this is why the microphone is a very integral part of that headset.
That's true. You want them to hear if it's an order or a command or I'm coming around the corner, cover me, whatever the case, right?
Yep.
So audio becomes very important as well, and you don't want lag time. You don't want somebody saying, what? You know, they've got to hear you, which also explains why you have such good quality headset here, too.
Right. Ear cushions actually have a very unique thing, that which we call cooling gel ear cushions. It means that we have a special memory foam in there that's even denser than normal memory foam, and they actually keep your ears cool For a lot longer time than regular memory foam ear cushions.
We should be using these under these hot TV lights all day for 6 days here at IFA. So that's pretty wild.
Right.
And it actually does then keep your ears, your head cool
while
you're using, because you're gaming sometimes for a whole weekend.
Sure, yeah.
Come on now, take a break. But still, the fact is you could be really competitive in these tournaments for hours and hours.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's why we made it. And then moving on, perhaps here to the keyboard that we have, which is our Razer Black Widow Elite mechanical keyboard. So the unique thing about that is it is an entirely mechanical key structure here. And Razer, we make these mechanical switches ourselves. So we manufacture the switches, and we're able to innovate in terms of what we offer in the switches as well. So for this year, we have these side walls that you see on the left and right side of the switch.
And for those listening on the radio yet to see the video, you can visit intotomorrow.com, see the video of all these cool things that Hilmar is talking about, and all of our guests from IFA again this year. We've got a multi-camera shoot, and in this case, I'm holding it up for the camera. He popped one of the keys off to show us the tech underneath them, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we really do focus on even the component level things that we do with our products, not just the outside flashy lights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So these switches are extremely stable and durable. So they last over years, and they don't degrade over time. So you can expect the same level of consistency that you have from the day one out of box.
And what's cool, as we're showing it on cameras, I noticed the keyboard backlighting is changing various colors. So you can select whatever you want, or probably let it keep going if you just like a lot of variety.
So yeah, it's fully customizable in terms of every single switch on the keyboard. You can have a different light if you so choose. We call that Razer Chroma. It has a unified configuration software which you go into and actually customize all of the lights, all of the functionality of the switches, what kind of macros you want to have there, special shortcuts in games. All of that is freely customizable.
Available now, and for how much?
Available now, $169.
Okay. Man, for all that it does, that seems very reasonable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's cool. And was there something else we wanted to show?
Yeah, last but not least.
I was hiding.
Our newest wireless gaming mouse.
The newest wireless gaming mouse.
And that one's called Razer Mamba Wireless.
Wow. Basically,
A very high battery life, 50 hours on a single charge, and a very high-performance optical sensor there. So all of your... for all of your gaming needs, accuracy, and also fully customizable in terms of the lights and in terms of the buttons, layouts, and all that.
Man, that's pretty cool. And available now and selling for what?
Available right now for $99.
Okay. Right. Again, for all it does, you want to certainly grab all of those. Razer, Razer.com for more information. Hilmar, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks so much.
I know you're getting a lot of attention, rightly so, here at IFA. We'll let you get back to your busy exhibit.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Be sure to join us at intotomorrow.com, where we will link you to Hilmar's site and all of our guests here at IFA. And, of course, Razer, Razer.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away. There's much more to come from Berlin, Germany.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151. Again, 1-800-461-3151.
Five, one.
We are surrounded by co-innovation here at IFA in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. This special from Berlin, by the way, brought to you in part by QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. Visit quietmark.com. By Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit Dell.com. And IFA thanks our hardware sponsors, including Kloer, Rolle, Bosch, UMC Sharp, Yora, Brother, and Dell. Bringing the first sleep robot to market. Yes, that's what I said, sleep robot. Improving the sleep of billions of people. Our next guest has done just that and is busy doing just that. He's the founder, and get this for a title, head of growth for a company called Somnox. And his name is, if I get it right, Julian Jachtenberg.
Yes,
Julian, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Happy to be here. Yeah, I'm super excited.
Oh, as well you should be, because this is fun here at IFA,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're talking to a whole lot of people and doing some really fun things, showing a sleep robot.
That is correct.
And for those that are watching the video at intotomorrow.com, you're seeing momentarily the sleep robot, and he's going to tell us all about it. And if you're listening on the radio at the moment, whenever you have a moment, visit us at intotomorrow.com. Check out the videos of all of our radio guests, including Julian, the founder and head of growth from Somnox, because that's an important thing you want to catch. So tell me about the first sleep robot.
Yes, so it's a robot intended for people to improve their sleep naturally, because we find that a lot of people take medication nowadays. One out of five need medication to fall asleep.
Oh.
And we, as a robotics engineer in the beginning, wanted to create robotics to help them get it sleep naturally. And what it does is you snuggle up with it at night, like a smart teddy bear, so to say.
Okay. And so there's a, how would you describe it for those listening on the radio? Mm-hmm. I don't want to give it a wrong impression. So if somebody's not ever seen it, how do you describe it?
I would say it's a bean-shaped pillow.
Okay.
It's very nice and comfortable to
like
touch.
It looks like a kidney bean or something, if you will.
Correct.
Maybe a foot and a half tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a small baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you hold it close to your body, you will feel it breathe. So there's the physical sensation of the falling and rising of the breath. You should actually put your hands on top.
Okay, let me do that. Actually, let me cuddle it for a moment, may
sure.
I? Yep. So now Chris is going to switch to my camera so you can see me hugging this baby, and I squeeze it gently.
Yeah,
and
then you will feel it go up and down.
Oh,
and
my.
We have found in our research.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It is actually doing that. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be like vibrating. No.
No, it should be feeling like a dog or a cat.
It's actually kind of getting me to breathe with it.
Exactly.
Is that the idea?
It's listening to your breath, and then it will synchronize and gradually slow down to a meditative state of breathing, reducing stress and increasing relaxation.
I mean, I'm unstressed right now. This may be a very mellow interview.
Yes,
with my sleep robot, because you don't think you're leaving with this, do you?
Uh-huh.
This is amazing. I mean, it's against my chest, and I'm feeling it actually breathing.
Yeah.
When Peter, your public relations guy, told me, well, it's a very nice, cuddly thing, and you push it against your chest, and it breathes with you. I'm going, yeah, okay, whatever. Sounds interesting. Bring them over.
No, you need to experience it.
Yes.
Huh?
I mean, you really have to feel this to kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
And how'd you come up with this idea?
So it was actually during my time in the Robotics Institute in the university that my mom was suffering from insomnia heavily. Oh, so she was addicted to these pills and got all sorts of side effects. Yeah. She got headaches. She wasn't herself anymore. So since I am passionate about robotics and I could create them, I made a robot for my mom to help her. And I found, digging into literature, that sounds and breathing were proven effective methods of inducing sleep. And as you can hear,
When we get it close, it's very hard to... Oh, yeah.
There's also a speaker inside.
We'll get Benny to crank your mic up a little bit so we can hear.
You can set the breathing profile that you prefer, record your own bedtime story and upload it. And that way you have a very tailored approach of having your own sleep companion.
Are they available now? Are they on the market, or are you just teasing us?
No, so this is actually the pre-launch model, and in October this year we start shipping, but we are already accepting pre-orders, and in October they should be in the beds of thousands of people.
So a month from now, give or take, you're going to be able to get your sleep robot from Somnox.
Mm-hmm.
And how much? There's the next question. Do I have to mortgage the house?
Yes, so they are for, maybe. They're available for $549, and that's when you get your own sleep sleep companion that becomes smarter over time.
So do check them out. It's meetsomnox.com. Julian, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll let you get back to your very busy exhibit. I mean, we've walked by a couple of times, and people are lining up to just experience this. Intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't miss a minute of our broadcast this week from Berlin, Germany, here on the Advanced Media Network.